Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And I don't think you get much more country and much more of a better bloke than Warren H. Williams. G'day, mate, how are you?
All right, brother, how are things?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, every time you bring out an album, I'm always so impressed with it. I love how you blend your culture and stories into albums that everyone can enjoy, appreciate, and be educated by, in a way. It just amazes me. I love it.
Thanks, brother. Well, I just try to do all the stuff that I've learned over the years, and it's like a storyteller. Just keep telling stories and hope those children can listen to them, you know?
Now, I love the fact that you've picked, I think, a logical title for the album, but you've actually done it in your language. Native language. I love it.
Yeah, I called it Arnamara, which means good country, and it just sort of two ways. So you can look at it, I'll be talking about the country or the songs, that sort of stuff.
All the tracks on it are just so typically Australian, but still so easily relatable. Can you tell me about the recording process and the vision you had for the album?
Yeah, well, when I was before I recorded it, I was just thinking about all the music that I've learned over the years. Say, you know, listening to the 70s and the 80s and the early 90s country music, which was sort of like more laid back than what it is today.
You're also a fan of rock and roll as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, like I love rock and roll. I love the you know, the 60s, 70s, and 80s rock. I love all that stuff. But I love the old traditional country music too. Not like the 80s. The country music that I grew up on, and I love all that stuff that people like George Strait and Garth Brooks. I love that. Ronnie Moss.
You know, before we actually talk about the single that we're going to play at the end of the interview, I want to talk about some of the non-musical stuff that you do, because you play quite a big role in your community in the Northern Territory. You're doing so much really positive work with the next generation of Aboriginal kids and teaching them some fantastic life skills to make the world a better place.
I work... mental health, I work in mental health, and we talk about stuff like suicide, and we've got this new program called Suicide Story, which we go out to the communities, and a lot of the people out of the communities are afraid to talk about suicide, so we just go out, even the white people that live on that station, the stations are really, they really find it hard to talk about suicide, so we try to make it as more comfortable so they can talk about things like that. And so we try to teach them or try to program that we got, we get people in, just the people who come in, we show them what sort of, if they know that someone is going through a bad time, they can look at the signs of someone who is going through a bad time, so we can stop kids or people committing suicide.
I think that's such an important thing to do, because I mean, life in the bush is brilliant, but it can also be pretty tough and pretty hard sometimes.
Look, the isolation sometimes can get to you. It's how you live the country. If you treat it bad, it's going to treat you bad back. So if you got to treat this with respect. So and the land will. No, I think you respect it.
These eyes, they long to see you all the time. And my arms, they ache to hold you tight. These lips will whisper.
Well, that was the end of part one of my two-part interview with the very, very funny and very cool Warren H. Williams. Next week, we'll be having a chat to him about his great new single, These Eyes, as well as playing you the track as well. So that's all next week on my Real Country Interviews. We'll see you then.
another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
Craig Morrison here, and I'm back with my brand new self-titled album. With two hit tracks from it already, I can promise you it's all about life, love, and all that lays between. The album Craig Morrison is available from my website, craigmorrisonmusic.com, and iTunes. And hey, I hope to see you at a show real soon, because live is where it's at.
If you think snoring is just a nuisance to put up with, think again. Snoring has now been linked to heart disease and circulatory disorders in both men and women. And if you've been trying unsuccessfully to lose weight, snoring could be the culprit. Sleep disturbances can lead to an excess production of the stress hormone cortisol, which may slow your metabolism. Instantly Stop Snoring's discreet self-mold mouth guard stops your snoring instantly. Call now to order 1-800-991-259.